joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning. Meteorologist Andy Parker with our look outside. And Andy, it's a frigid start for some people, though. They're like, all right, I get it, it's cold. But what about all this snow, too? We're hit with a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I mean, some folks do have the 1-2 punch this morning. They have a huge amount of snow, fluffy as it is, and it did compact overnight. I think the shock and awe of seeing that extremely fluffy lake effect pile up real high, but then when you wake up in the morning and you see that it's half of what it was when you went to bed in some locations, because the air is just so cold. Single digits out there, possibly a few sub-zero readings away from the lakes, and that combination is going to make for a tough commute for some folks that have to dust off the cars and then work their way out of the driveways. We're going to add more to it right now. Things have quieted down just in the last couple of hours. That lake snow band is out of the south towns, the immediate south towns. It's down in the Boston Hills to about Concord and Springville. Also along the Thruway, you'll pick it up once you hit Silver Creek and work your way down to Westfield. Watching what's happening towards Cleveland, it tells the tale of the lake effect. It's going to migrate today. Kind of a tough forecast. You can't just hit and stick this lake snow band. It's going to be able to slide from the southern tier and deeper south towns right up into the city today. And it's going to target a southwesterly fetch. So that's going to go anywhere from Lackawanna all the way to Grand Island. So that's going to be the entry point off the lake this afternoon. We'll call it late morning into the afternoon. And then it will clip the Tonawandas, Pendleton, and then up towards maybe even southern Niagara County on the northern edge. Now, the northern edge is not the wall of snow. It's occasional snow showers as that band wobbles. I think the center of the band will be going from Buffalo to Chickawaga, Clarence, and then along the Thruway as it works its way to Batavia. The southern end of this will maybe be Blaisdell, West Seneca, and Alden. So we're going to draw a box in there during the afternoon. That's where we're going to find the toughest travel. It will intensify a little bit. You'll have snow rates 1 to 2 inches per hour. The winds are not blinding, wind whipping snow, but it's going to certainly change the road conditions rapidly as you drive from the Tonawandas into the city and then the city to the south. That's the afternoon. Then it's on its horse and it starts sliding back through West Seneca, Marilla, Elma, back into Hamburg, Orchard Park, and the immediate south towns for the evening. That's where it begins to contract towards the lake and weaken as it goes into the evening hours. So right now, 4 to 8 inches for some of the deeper south towns this morning, and then this afternoon, 6 to 12 from Buffalo to Chickawaga, Clarence, along the Thruway. It drops off to around 3 to 4 inches for the Tonawandas. If the northern edge, you know, lingers right along there, the edge is never just a sharp line, but it's sometimes a jagged thing. I wish you could say, hey, it's going to end at this community. We're generally within one town of where the edge of the snow was, and I think that Tonawandas are about that line. And then on the southern side of this, it'll be just south of Chickawaga, so West Seneca and Lancaster will have to keep an eye on you in the afternoon. The evening hours, it does look like it's Hamburg, Angola, Orchard Park, Colden, Wales, East Aurora, and Eden for the evening. And then this thing finally dies. The cold sticks around today and tomorrow. I think we're going to be in the single digits and teens early in the day on Wednesday, and then some improvement. The 20s, guys, are back on Thursday, Friday.
Wow. Hey, Andy, I was watching your live Facebook hit last night, which was great to see that, and so many people were chiming in. They were reporting a lot of thunder snow. Could we see that again today?
Wow. Yeah, if we get the intensification this afternoon, right now it's not at that stage. But we had such an enormous temperature difference. When you look at the lake temp, it's 33 degrees. It's almost as cold as the lake ever gets by the thermometer because we're starting to freeze it up. But when you have a mile up, so if it's a surface, it's only 6 or 8, 10 degrees. You go up a mile into the sky, that's where it interacts with the lake, that lowest mile of the atmosphere. And it's even colder up there. You're sub-zero. So you have a temperature difference that's in excess of 30 degrees, and you have these rising plumes of moisture going up, and it energizes the atmosphere. Kind of like if you scrape your socks against the carpet, and then and you have that small shock. Well, that's what was happening. You had these rising, sinking motions, all the particulate in the atmosphere in the form of those big snowflakes, and it just it energizes, statically charges the clouds, and they were discharging all over. It was Hamburg, Blaisdell, South Buffalo, Orchard Park, and they were big, muffled thumps of lightning, a bright light, and then you'd hear a muffled thunder. Pretty wild.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy when you do see that out there. Well, I mean, this cold snap that we're in, we were talking last week that it might be, you know, some of the coldest weather that we've seen around here in terms of how cold it gets and the length of time that it sticks around in quite a while. I mean, do you have when the last time is that we've experienced this type of cold?
Yeah, the last time we were held under 10 degrees at the Buffalo Airport was 2019, and that was a single day. I think the last time we had back-to-back days, you've got to go back to 2018, and then for an entire week where we've gone back to, you know, Sunday was very cold, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You think back on a monthly scale, the month that might rival this one, the way we're trending, would be 2015. That's the last time we were on a monthly scale, kind of this far from normal. And that was a cold one in 2015.
Yeah, I think I remember that one. But this is the point of winter where we see the coldest air of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, mid to late January. Here we are. It seems like we just had New Year's. But yeah, late January, early February, that's kind of the core where the average daytime high drops to its lowest, which is 32 degrees. And then the further you get into February, that starts inching its way back a degree and a half every 3 days or something like that. It doesn't jump up. But yeah, this is the center of the cold, usually, when we think of wintertime in Western New York.
I mean, we're right here. Andy, if people want to learn more, where do they find you?
Oh, social media, go ahead and just type it in, Andy Parker Weather, Andy Parker TV, wherever you want. We're on all of that. And then if you want to send a text, if you have some activities, especially with this migrating snowband, it's 503-ANDY, 503-2639. And then just type the word weather, you get a forecast right back.
Andy, thanks so much.
You got it. Have a good one.
Andy Parker, meteorologist, right here on WBEN.